Further south in Latin America, there's a political controversy brewing in Chile. The current center-right government wants to change the way primary school textbooks refer to General Augusto Pinochet's government. Pinochet came to power in a military coup in 1973 and ruled Chile with an iron fist, to say the least, until 1990. But according to the new policy, dictatorship is out and military regime is in. That edit in textbooks has led to criticism from the left that officials are trying to whitewash history. Olivia Crellin is a reporter with the English language Santiago Times in the Chilean capital. What prompted this change, and how is Chile's Minister of Education justifying it?
Well, it's a rather bizarre change. Nobody's entirely sure what prompted it at this particular moment. The decision to change the term went through in a meeting with the National Council of Education on December the 9th. And the current Minister of Education, Harold Bayer, was actually only voted into office on the 29th of December. So it's not exactly his decision, but he has been quite strongly defending it, saying that it's really a decision that shouldn't be taken entirely seriously in terms of it's not a list of words that can and cannot be used, but it's a way of improving how people go about thinking about this particular moment of history.
But how can he expect the country not to take this seriously?
Well, that's a very good question, and there's been huge outrage really among the public. A lot of ministers saying that if they had a family member that had disappeared during the dictatorship, that they would be appalled that this wording has been changed. But he says that it went through a council, it's all been legitimized, they sent out a survey to about 10,000 teachers in Chile, and nobody objected. And as far as he's concerned, teachers and children can talk about the dictatorship, but when it comes to the curriculum, they wanted to use this broader term to reflect how perhaps other countries and the world views this particular moment of history.
Does that surprise you, Olivia, that they sent out a survey to 10,000 teachers and nobody seemed to object?
It does somewhat, and it's not a fact that's come up much in the Chilean reporting of this issue. It's really only been seen in one particular paper, but the paper that actually broke the story on Wednesday, El Dynamo, they said that they found a lot of problems with the committee members that have sat on the council, because a large majority of those are from the party that were in power during Pinochet's time.
It's interesting to note, Olivia, that this is Chile's first conservative government since the return of democracy there in 1990, and President Sebastián Piñera's government's majority in parliament relies in part on the party which also supported General Pinochet. Is this government facing any criticism for that?
Yes, I think it is. And I think that's why this is such big news, because it is the first right government since Pinochet. And I think they're shooting themselves in the foot unnecessarily here.
Does that imply, do you think, that the Chilean government is trying to create a new generation that is distant and doesn't want to know about the reality of the Pinochet years?
Sure. I mean, Senator Isabel Allende, who is the daughter of President Salvador Allende, who was overthrown and died in the 1973 coup, she said that it was incredibly important that future generations did not make the same mistakes as were made in the past. And that is something that is being highlighted. Whether this is a deliberate and malicious attempt to whitewash that history, I'm not sure that you could say that at this current moment. I think that would be a little too controversial, but definitely it is a bizarre decision to have made to something which really probably did not need to be changed.
Olivia Crellin, a reporter with the English language Santiago Times in Santiago, Chile. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, Marco.